Iran is a major concern for both the United States and Israel. Iranian leaders have vowed to destroy Israel, and Iranian nuclear ambitions are a top security issue for the Jewish state. President Bush has advocated a multilateral approach to the problem, and when reporters were brought in at the end of his meeting with Prime Minister Olmert, the president raised the prospect of UN sanctions should Iran proceed with uranium enrichment activities.
I think it's very important for the world to unite with one common voice to say to the Iranians that if you choose to continue forward, you'll be isolated. And one source of isolation would be economic isolation.
The president stressed Iran must realize it will pay a price for its intransigence.
A lot of the world has made it clear that the Iranian nuclear weapons ambitions are not in the world's interest. And therefore, if they continue to move forward with the program, there has to be a consequence.
Iran says its nuclear program is purely civilian in nature and designed to meet the nation's civilian energy needs. But the United States and many of its allies maintain the program is likely to be a cover for the development of nuclear arms. Britain, France, and Germany have tried to negotiate a settlement with Iran. And Russia has offered to provide and monitor the nuclear fuel needed for Iranian nuclear power plants, so there would be no need for Iran's government to enrich uranium. But the Iranians have been resistant, and President Bush warns that if Iran does produce nuclear weapons, that would have a destabilizing effect throughout the Middle East.
And I say this in the interest of world peace, that if Iran has a nuclear weapon, it'll be incredibly destabilizing and obviously threatening to our strong ally. My attitude is, let's work in concert to convince the government that it's not just the Israeli voice speaking or the United States voice speaking, but there's a lot of other voices saying the exact same thing.
During a brief session with reporters, the president rejected direct talks with Iran, saying the United States will engage in dialogue only if Iran follows through on UN demands to suspend uranium enrichment. Prime Minister Olmert said he shares the president's views on Iran. Earlier, during an appearance on NBC television, the Israeli leader said he hoped efforts to resolve the matter diplomatically would yield results, adding he is not looking for war.
Every compromise that will stop Iran from acquiring nuclear capabilities, which will be acceptable to President Bush, will be acceptable to me.
Mr. Olmert was asked if his country might consider a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. He responded by saying he hopes the situation will not reach that stage, but he stressed Israel will not tolerate a nuclear-armed Iran. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.
望网英语网站,欢迎您的光临,请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。